and I'm pleased to say, and I'm hoping they're there. They're on the line across over the ditch. SENZ, good afternoon, Beaver and Kirsty.
How are we, guys?
Going very well, thank you. What's going on over there?
Oh, we're more interested in what's going on on your side of the Tasman. What's all this campaign war going on?
Just fill us in. I'm not too sure.
We're wondering if you could do the same for us. It's all a bit confusing.
Well, Timmy Payne has been a little bit rude, and so's his brother-in-law.
Yeah,
we were discussing this. Christmas might be quite interesting in the Payne household, but yeah, it just has blown up. Last Friday, I wasn't in at work, but Sugar, you were, and
yeah,
it came to light. Goodness me, the text line lit up.
But I tell you what, gang, and this is applies to all sports or people of note, if you come out early and you just completely own it, which he did, we saw it with young Reece Walsh at the Warriors immediately. The next day, press conference, admitted the lot, and the venom comes out from people. Like, it just seems to temper it a fair bit. And I'm seeing that with Tim Payne to the point where you're seeing a real backlash towards Cricket Australia. And everyone's he's getting a lot of support, Tim Payne, Brian. And I think it's because what he's done, right, it is wrong. Of course it's wrong, but it's human. People make mistakes, and he's come out on the front foot. He's owned it. He's mentioned that, you know, he shared it with his wife many, many years ago. So in the main, I think people are pretty much just sort of getting on with things, aren't they?
Well, I think the fact that he was exonerated back then and then was and I think the new board have come out saying, oh, of Cricket Australia, saying, well, if we had been there back then, he wouldn't have been made captain. We would have stripped him of his captaincy. It's easy to say that in hindsight. And he came through in a really difficult time for our cricketing team because we were obviously caught cheating.
Yeah.
So I know it doesn't sound great, but I know you guys would be enjoying it to no end, I'd imagine.
Well, Beaver's been talking to the big boss about it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to share that story or?
What, well, like, if you want to.
When you say big boss, like Russell Crowe, that boss.
No, I just got made sure that I'm pretty locked down with my phone. I said I'm staggered that I got that question asked to me, but that's fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is there form there, Beaver?
No. Yeah. Okay. There's no form. There's no form to speak of in any facet there. So surprised I got asked that question.
Oh, did Sam Thompson not ask you to that? Was that just a one-off for
that? Yeah, it didn't hit our desk. Hey, tell me, what do you guys think? And we also had the chat around, well, the big chat now is who's going to be the Australian captain. Now, Fletch and I were talking about it early in the week where, unfortunately, Steve Smith's tenure ended with a pretty heavy press conference. Same as happened with Tim Payne, which makes it very hard to then go back to a bloke like Steve Smith. Scandal, followed by somebody who'd been in a scandal. How do you think that would be received globally and having, you know, your opinion over there in New Zealand if the Australian Cricketing Board said, you know what, he served his time, which I think he actually has, but perceptionally, if they went with Steve Smith to be the captain of Australia, how do you think that would go down globally?
Oh, look, I don't think he'd enjoy away games. At the Garden of Eden here in Auckland, where the Aussie cricketers get a pretty rough time as it is, it would be one hell of an open season on him, I'd say.
Well, the Barmy Army have come out and already written some ditties, and they're very clever.
They are very clever.
And they had one before the scandal had broken. They'd had one written, which was clever, but this one, the next one's just next level. Very, very good. And it's going to make it interesting because we were going to beat them 5-0. Now it might be 4-1, maybe.
On all of this, how does it come out?
Well, Sugar, you've got a theory.
My theory is it's just a journo, because he came out and said that often a journo had come to him asking about it, but nobody ever went to print with it. So he felt that it was always going to come to surface at some stage. So I don't think it was from the Australian cricketing authorities. I don't think it was from the lady herself, the third party who we don't know. So I just think it's been a story that the journos have had for a long time, and for whatever reason, somebody's been happy to pull the trigger.
Okay.
What do you think?
Conspiracy theory? Because this is my conspiracy theory. Mm. The text that came out had to come from someone who was involved. Whether it was the lady involved, I'm thinking it might be someone within Cricket Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Or someone maybe to move Tim Payne on as captain.
Yes, that was my theory. That was my theory
you like
too.
It?
I wondered.
Yep. Yeah, Beef.
Nah, I'm all over that. I thought that, because there's been a bit of chat over there about it, isn't there?
Yes.
About where he sits in it all. And I just wondered whether yep, somebody's got another agenda here. And
would have they had a copy, though, of the text? Because it's verbatim that came out in the papers.
Yes.
It's the young lady, the young man, the brother-in-law. It's word for word. And they've come out and said, yeah, that's what went down. So would Cricket Australia, they would have been privy to those text messages.
Pretty nasty way to get rid of someone, isn't it?
It is. It's very Melrose Place.
But you know what, though? Like, the only thing that probably pushes me back against that is that we don't have an obvious candidate.
No.
If we had somebody who was like, this kid here is waiting, he's a captain in waiting every day of the week, then it sort of stacks up. But the fact that we're sort of umming and ahhing as to who's going to be captain makes me sort of think, oh, would they go to that length when there's no clear-cut... There's no clear-cut keeper better than him. There's no clear-cut captain better than him. But you could be right, but I just
don't know how that was leaked word for word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my only issue. Hey, guys, can I ask you a question about Christmas?
Yes.
Christmas Day. What does the traditional Kiwi Christmas lunch look like?
Ham, turkey, yes. All the roast vegetables and salad that you could ever dream of. The classic Kiwi pavlova with the kiwi fruit. That's New Zealand, isn't it? That's our one.
Do you have a trifle?
Yes,
okay.
We have a trifle.
So it's very similar. Mm. The turkey.
Do you have turkey beef?
Yeah, we do.
Some houses have turkey, some don't.
Overrated. Not needed.
Not needed.
I think it's only time you eat it.
I think it's a Seppo thing. I think it's an American thing.
Yeah.
It offers nothing. It's too dry.
No, dry.
That is very dry meat.
You need to cover it in cranberry sauce to get it out.
I can't have it.
And then it puts you to sleep because it's got that tryptophan in it. Yeah. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Is it tryptophan?
A couple of days after it goes right in the sandwiches.
Nah, but, can't get me, babe.
Just on food, and I've got to keep a watch on this, but yesterday I had the day off. I was just catching up on some manual leave, had a day off.
It wasn't. It was a day in lieu.
In lieu. Okay, in lieu. Right. Anyway. In Isaac Liu. Anyway, so I've had the day off and I watched Super Size 2. So Morgan Spurlock, he did Super Size 1, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And do yourself a favour, if you love chicken, do not watch this show.
Oh.
Yes.
You see things that are not going to want
to. Yeah, yeah.
So don't watch that. If you love your chicken, do not watch Super Size 2.
Are they talking about the parts of the chicken that go into
said You're seeing
said
all
nuggets?
Sorts of things. And my youngest son's watching. I'm thinking, oh, no, I'll never get him back onto chicken after this. But anyway, that's a little tip for you.
Chicken's beautiful.
How can you ever part with chicken nuggets? What
that's
are they?
Right.
What do you see?
Mm.
Well, I just do not watch that particular show.
Okay.
Trust me.
Have you ever been to Yum Cha, Kirstie?
I've never actually been to Yum Cha.
Ah, okay. Well, there's chicken feet. I'm joining the dots.
Mm.
And talking about animals, another story that's making news over here, it's all about Australia at the moment, actually, is this this vet that has come from, was it Western Australia, Coolup, who's been suspended for giving her mates horse tranquilizer.
Oh, not Dr. Chris Brown, not the Bondi vet. Is it him? So, that's a big go. They call that, Gibbo, correct me, I'm not asking you.
What is a sleep?
Special K, ketamine.
Ketamine.
Yeah, that's it. The young punks are jamming that in on.
What, as an upper thing?
Well, it's a downer. I think it gets you, it's a tranquilizer.
Right.
So I'd imagine it makes you relaxed.
So what was the old go with the sleeping tablets?
Mm-hmm.
People would have sleeping parties.
Still Knox?
Yeah, but what was the go there? What's so good? Why would people...
You have a Still Knox and a Red Bull.
Right.
And because a Red Bull would pep you up, the other one would bring you down.
Is that what you've heard?
That's what I've heard. Yeah. No, honestly, I've experimented a lot in my life.
Yes.
Never done that.
Right.
It was a go for professional athletes.
Right.
Because if you wanted to have a bit of a buzz without going through the drug testing gauntlet.
Gotcha.
In many, many different sports.
So back to the horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. No, I don't know too much about this. Hang on. Kirstie, what's happened? An Aussie vet surgeon has been struck off the register after admitting she injected with horse tranquilizer. She injected it. Oh, gosh. Both ran second and third in the last in Perth. They didn't die, did they? Kirstie, did they die?
I hope not.
No, okay, good.
That hasn't come out over here yet.
No.
So, if they died, we wouldn't be talking about them being struck off the vet list. They'd be on their way to prison, I would have thought.
I don't know, but we need to go there. During a weekend in October last year, the trio stayed in an apartment at 1 and Up and were drinking and consuming cocaine. Jesus. When McGuigan grabbed a 100-milliliter bottle of ketamine from her car. Oh, this is, she knows, at a party. She then asked her female friend how much she weighed so she could check on the internet. Oh, check on the internet the correct dose.
The dosage.
Oh, this is ridiculous. She's not a real doctor, is she? Never done it. Don't know. That's not my go.
Dunny's having his say on the text line, which we won't read that out. Enough about us, though, gang. We appreciate you putting the spotlight on us. However, we'd love to catch up on how the Black Caps are going, how the All Blacks are going. What's the latest over there?
Oh, babe.
Well, we're about to start our World Test Championship defence. We've quickly moved on.
Good, well played.
We've quickly moved on from any of that shortened, unimportant sort of form of cricket that no one really cares about. Is it that 2020 stuff? Is it, something like that. We've got the Test cricket starting tomorrow. And the All Blacks, still ranked number one in the world, are they, Kirst?
No.
Oh, no, not.
No, not.
What happened there? What happened there, B? Because the Frenchies towed you up.
Oh, look, the Frenchies were unbelievable. It was scary how good they were. But, yeah, we've sort of hit a wall this year. And, we have got some we've got some issues to solve before the next World Cup, that's for sure. We are not in a great spot at the moment. And as you can imagine, this country is turning on everyone and anyone attached to the All Blacks at the moment.
What's been the biggest guest of the week? What's been your best interview if people want to catch up on the app?
Kirsty, you're looking at me. I can't remember half an
yesterday.
Hour ago.
All I know right now is our borders are going to be back open early next year. So you guys can come visit, come do that Queenstown trip and bring your show to New Zealand.
I'm booked for March, gang. I'm going to be over there in March. Yeah. So we'll have to come and say good day.
There you go. Can't It'll wait. Be brilliant. Lovely to talk to you both. Thank as you always, guys. Stay away from the horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, stay away from the turkey on Christmas Day. Makes you get to sleep.
See you, gang. We'll